DACA Project, a Latin American acoustic band. Part 2 will take place on November 12th, featuring musical guest Los Mocochetes. Both performances will be held at the Dairy Arts Center and will be followed by a community conversation. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
We just love finding out when our listeners help a tow driver feel like a sidekick to a real hero. That's right. KGNU believes that every supporter is a hero to this station. And our vehicle donors? Wow, I mean, who would give a perfectly good car to support programming that matters? An incredible human being. That's who. To donate your vehicle to KGNU, go to kgnu.org. It's easy, free, and heroic.
And you're listening to KGNU, Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins. Now that is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Highway to Hell 322. I'm DJ Revenge of the Zombie Baby Seals. That's right, I have a club and everything. I just ate Desdemona Finch's brains and everyone else's brains in this place. There's no one with brains here anymore. So without further ado, it's KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Remember that. Here's some Tom Waits. We're doing an hour full of spooky Americana. Crazy folk. Weird bluegrass. In honor of lovely Halloween. Here's some Tom Waits.
Money is, get it now before he loses his mind. Uncle Vernon, Uncle Vernon. Stiff old bones. a fire and a fury.
You're listening to KGNU. This is Highway to Hell 322. I'm DJ Revenge of the Zombie Baby Seal. I ate Desdemona Finch's brains. People have good brains down here in KGNU land. They're very tasty. And you just heard from... You just heard from John D. Graham. That was off of Hooray for the Moon back in 2002, I think. Way Down the Hole, the Tom Waits song. And before that, we had some Greg Brown off of the 2012 album, Hymns to What Is Left. I will eat your brains out. Anyhow, Hymns to What Is Left, that's Bones, Bones. And before that, some Nico Case off of Blacklisted. Things that scare me. And to top it all off, we started out with Tom Waits off Rain Dogs Cemetery Polka. Oh, yeah. You know, these just lovely brains I've been eating are just making my mind just go to, you just go to H-E-double-L. So up next, we have some... This is probably one of my favorite Richard Thompson songs, and he has never... Oh, no, it's all messed up. Sorry. I have to even get it off YouTube, which is really not a great idea, but it's the only place I can find him do this acoustically because he does it with the supergroup French Kaiser Frith Thompson, you know, Neil Young, whatever. But he never recorded it acoustically, and I just think it's wonderful. It's a live one off his show he did in 1992 in New York. And so, we'll have to get back to this because I just messed it up. But I think I got it. Let's see if it works. Here it is. Now That I Am Dead. such a great song about a dead songwriter. It's just fantastic. Here on KGNU.
I will kill you.
It's true. All of it. Michael and the chimp, absolutely. Michael and Liz, definitely. Liz and the chimp, no question. Chimp isn't here tonight, is he? No, that's fine. That's on some unusual perspective, as you will soon find out. This rhythm is kind of Boris Karloffian, you know, if you know what I mean? Kind of. If Boris was a really great dancer, he might be dancing something like this. Suitably gothic setting. Now that I am dead, my agent finally said he wanted to have lunch with me. Now that I'm deceased, my record sales increased. I'm making lots of royalties. I may compose a decomposing. I'm on the Rockers' Roll of Fame. My songs, the critics, they are praising. Yes, they've even learned to spell my name. I'm expired, my picture's in Enquirer. Psychics claim to contact me. Now that I have kicked, the Rolling Stone has picked my records as the best that be. They'll say that I was overstressed since the breakup with my wife. But their payment plan was not the best. My check was in the mail all of my life. I'm pushing daisies. Lawyers who were lazy are busy negotiating deals. Now that I am boxed, they say my music rocks. It's taken on a new appeal. Too bad my genius was discovered after my coffin had been covered. Still, I'm grateful to eternity. That my video's on MTV. I always thought death was so rash, but now I'm making lots of cash. Now that I am dead, I'm finally making a living. I am Mr. Dead.
Oh, it don't have no mercy in this land. Whoa, death don't have no mercy in this land. He'll come to your house and he won't stay long. Look in the bed, you see your former gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Whoa, death don't take no vacation in this
Back before the streets had names, you used to get lost out in the rain. Oh, oh, the cul-de-sac was always the same. And each time you would swear in vain that you would never find your way back there again. Oh, oh, look how far you came.
It's a rain of cats and dogs, you made another wrong turn again. If you can't prepare for the journey, prepare for the end. God ain't no naive rule, he sees everything you do. He's like Santa Claus, he pays you for your sins.
Show you rivers of gold. Pain is my best friend. Joy is just around the bend. Turn the wheel and pretend he is asleep. We are dreamers. Joy is just around the bend. Put your hand in mine. Take a sip of wine. Here we go. It's time for the show. Don't giggle at the corpse. You're not a child anymore. Every loser in town will be there. It's a serious matter, you little mad hatter. You're the man of the family now.
And you're listening to KGNU. This is Highway to Hell 322. I'm Revenge of the Zombie Baby Seal, and we're a half hour away from Zombie Jack Rummel and Zombie Ragtime America. I'm still playing some crazy stuff. That was Don't Giggle at the Corpse by Lorraine Leke off her album Martini Eyes. Before that, we had some Flames of Hell off the album Don't Be Afraid, It's Only Death, The Widow's Bane, and they're up in Fort Collins playing tonight. Who are those weirdos? I wonder. Who could those weirdos be? Anyhow, before that, we had some Delaney Davidson and Marlon Williams, both Aussies. Marlon Williams was here at E-Town, I don't know, about 7 or 8 months ago. He had a great new album out, and this is this gentleman, Delaney Davidson, that he teamed up with to do really crazy, weird, dark stuff, which I love, weird, crazy, dark stuff with fresh brains. Brains are very good for you. That's off their Sad But True album, Death Don't Have No Mercy. Before that, some Richard Thompson, Now That I Am Dead, off his YouTube appearance in 1992, playing the acoustic version. The electric version is very interesting. It's off the Kaiser French Frith Thompson album and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Something like that. It's a really funky album. And the guy, the gentleman who wrote that song is, of course, British. We'd expect that. Something that dark, that funny. He's French. What's his name? David French? Not David French. That's the guy who was in The Family Affair, I think. Drumbo from Captain Beefheart. Anyhow, here's some more crazy, fun stuff. Here's some, well, we might as well do this. Who am I looking at? Here's some Bob Dylan. What the hell? Bob Dylan, Man in the Long Black Coat, here on KGNU.
Some Everybody's seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped him to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat to give her heart to the man in a long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say, and it's true sometimes. You can see it that way. But people don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in a long black coat. There's smoke on the water, it's up in there since June. Tree trunks uprooted beneath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling fuss. Somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with a man in a long black coat.
Say you'd like to kill the man who broke my heart. You don't think he should be allowed to live. You say you want to shoot the dude who screwed me up. Me, I'm trying so hard to forgive. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should come to harm, just keep it to yourself. Remember how he cheated and he lied to me. He told me that it makes you lose your head. I see they're pouring concrete on Route 33. I don't believe you do those things you said. But here's his address, here's his picture, here's his pager number and his cell. He works out at the health club and he really likes to watch himself flexing in the mirror. If he should disappear, just keep it to yourself. I like the way that you take care of me. I like that you'll take care of things. Ba, ba, ba. His picture, here's the make and model of his car. He works until 4:30, then he hangs out at the topless bar with a girl on each arm. If he should buy the farm, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself.
Uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual beasts. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide. Oi, so uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
I live in constant fear of one of your bad moods. I can't take the stress when you get depressed any more than you. And every time you cry, I just wanna run far away and start all over again. But when you smile, the sun comes out. When you smile, that's what it's all about. How soon I forget. I live in constant dread of the telephone. Soon as you call, I scream at the wall. Leave me alone! The conversation's stiff, and we're so polite. Nothing is said, but the subtext is, get out of my life. But when you smile, the sun comes out. When you smile, that's what it's all about. When you smile, how soon I forget.
Taking his hand, she come right there. Now they started to fly.
and you're listening to KGNU. It's Highway to Hell 322. Ah, 15 more minutes until sanity when zombie Jack Rummel comes in. Zombieland here at KGNU. Zombieland! So you just heard from Bob Tam with Don't Fear the Reaper. That's a Blue Oyster Cult song off their Trouble I Rot album. I rot in the ground, and I rot. Yeah, we're getting out of here soon. Don't worry. There's brains. They've been so tasty. Before that, we had some, I Live in Constant Fear. And that's, it's off of an album called S&M by Spottiswood and McMahon. And they're the evil geniuses behind Spottiswood and the Enemies, if you've ever heard of them. They're kind of bi-continental, New York and London kind of thing. And before that, some Robin Hitchcock speaking about going to the other continents. Well, he actually lives in Nashville now. I don't understand that. I can't believe that. That's really cool. Robin Hitchcock off his box set, I Want to Go Backwards, Uncorrected Personality Traits. I don't know if that's that spooky, but it just seemed creepy. I like that. Before that, some Amy Rigby, who happens to be the older sister of the McMahon in Spottiswood and McMahon. And she's on the road pushing a memoir called Girl to City. Great writer. She's the mod housewife. She hasn't really had a new album by herself for a while. And now she's got all these demos from back in the day, and she's reading. And she's also Mrs. Reckless Eric, if you know him. He's like a pub rock star from England. Had a huge hit. She covered it. He saw her play. He thought she was out of his league. And they're married. So isn't that cool? Anyhow, that was Keep It to Yourself. And I don't think that she wasn't singing that about him. Off of her 18 Again anthology. And before that, we had some Bob Dylan. The Man in the Long Black Coat off of Oh Mercy. And I have around, I don't know, 10 minutes. And then we have Zombie Jack Rummel in here, KGNU, for Halloween. Oh, I hope everyone has a good time. We will not kill you. I promise that. The music will not kill you. Anyhow, here's some Angel Death. It's off the Devil Mix 3 here on KGNU.
In the great book of John, your wound of the day, when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay, the angel of death will come from the sky and claim up your soul when the day comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say that you're ready to meet the angel of death when the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep and your loved ones have gathered to weep? Can you face them and say, with your dying breath, that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
when the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say, that you're ready to meet the angel of death? That you're ready to meet the angel of
fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof, your questions like directions to the truth. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke, laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together.
One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Gospel music has evolved over time, but its heart stays true. It still has an unmatched power to strike the deepest chord in all of us, touching people of all faiths and of no faith.
The Gospel Chime Hour, every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on KGNU, your community radio station.
The gospel songs are the songs of hope. Hope that in lifting our voices together, we too might one day reach the promised land.
Support comes from BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org, reminding the community that health plan open enrollment is currently ongoing. Boulder County Health Coverage guides are available to help protect yourself and your family. Appointments can be scheduled on Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the St. Vrain Community Hub, 1515 Kaufman Street in Longmont. More information is available at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org. Support comes from No Credits Productions featuring Destination Freedom, a radio drama series presenting Enrique's Journey, Part 1 and 2, based on the novel by Sonia Nazario, adapted by Anthony J. Garcia. Part 1 will take place on November 5th and will feature musical guest Sudaka Project, a Latin American acoustic band. Part 2 will take place on November 12th, featuring musical guest Los Mocochetes. Both performances will be held at the Dairy Arts Center and will be followed by a community conversation. Tickets and information available at thedairy.org.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we get an opportunity to do something that I only get a chance to do about once every 6 or 7 years. And that's to present a Halloween ragtime program. So here comes a ragtime Halloween story. And here is the story. It's Halloween and the witching hour is fast approaching. We'll decorate the house with corn shucks and some pumpkins carved into jack-o'-lanterns because it will soon be dark and time for haunting. Then the doorbell will ring and we will see dancing ghosts, voodoo queens, black cats, witches, skeletons, and other devilish spooky spooks. All of this will give us a creepy feeling, but we'll give them candy, all the candy, when they cry trick-or-treat. Later on, it will become quiet like a graveyard as all the little goblins go home to enjoy their treats. Well, buried in that little paragraph are the titles of 15 rags. And so we'll start right off with one written by Abe Ullman in 1911 called Halloween. And here is Tex Windham.